Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2.
Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below.
And now on with the memes. Number one, this man was diagnosed with early onset dementia, and that gives him the freedom and time to explore his gender identity. Too bad he won't remember any of it, and can you imagine being his caregiver explaining to him where Xuing Xuang went, and why he's got a pair of hot hooters? Better yet, imagine him wondering why there's another man going up his poop chute. As far as I'm concerned, we should all be exploring our genders. They change with the seasons. I'm only kidding. Up next, people say find a wife that dreams of a family and not a career. Why not someone that dreams of both? But it's hard to keep going with both unless you're an East Asian or Eastern European woman. How about finding a robotic wife that dreams of electric sheep? But Tran wives are almost extinct these days unless you're rich. And then they just usually want a free ride. These are just stock photos. Neither of these women would actually be smiling at you. They would simply be scolding you with their eyes. Number 3 looks like the left is going into damage control mode and gaslighting men. This article even says that DEI is in putting white dudes out of work. It says that men still have a hiring advantage over women and people of color. Now they think we're stupid. DEI is literally firing white men and hiring white women and workers of color to replace us. They're picking diversity over a dude who can actually do the job and telling us they aren't. Moving on, Karen here says that innocent until proven guilty is code for misogynists, to say that they will believe a man over a woman. It's projection, plain and simple. The default position for everyone should be innocent until proven guilty. For women, even when they're proven guilty because of the sentencing gap, they only receive a sentence that's a third as long as a man's. This just proves that you gals' morality is different than gentlemen's. Number 5 is one of my favorite recent philosophers, Victor Hansen, saying that in the end, the best definition of socialism is simply the endless war against merit. It's the mentality that turns our society into one of suffering from the crab in the bucket syndrome. Whenever a crab tries to get out of the bucket and escape to freedom, the other crabs drag it down so he can't escape. Socialism is the same, making you poor so you can't escape your political overlords. Socialists don't hate wealth. They hate anyone that dares earn it through grit and talent. Up next is this C-O-C-K seasoning part of black culture. The next time you date a black woman and she complains that white people don't season their penis, you can show her this. I tried seasoning myself and it doesn't work. Now I have rug burn. The next time you date a black woman, tell her you've got the perfect anniversary gift and that it's finger-licking good. If anything, this is part of Asian culture as it's found in East Asian shops. Number 7, what can be worse than having your girlfriend sleep with 1,000 men? How about making her your fiancé and possibly wife one day? This is probably a setup for her next sex stunt. She'll probably bang 100 guys on their wedding day on the altar. But to be honest though, I thought this was a lesbian couple when I first saw the picture. Her holes are for everyone, but her heart is his. This guy probably believes that strippers also genuinely like him as well. Moving on, this former 911 operator hung up on thousands of callers because they called at times that she just didn't want to talk. Her work ethic potentially caused hundreds of deaths. But this story seems unbelievable because it would be the first time I've heard in history where a woman actually shut up. She also only seems to have hung up on white people. This happened 7 years ago in Houston, and Crescenda here was sentenced to 10 days in jail for doing this. She wanted a paycheck without having to work. Number 9, why is it the women that look like this always seem to have a fiancé? For me, this is the biggest turnoff. The only thing that might be worse is a disagreeable, nagging voice. I watched a woman with big gums like this eat tacos one time, and I still gag thinking about it. And I know these types of women are insufferable. If this was me, I'd get some lip fillers to hide my horse teeth, because usually the upper lip is too thin, as you can see with AOC here. Up next, here's the difference between dating in your 20s and your 30s as a man. In your younger years, if you're single, you worry about dying alone. But in your 30s and beyond, and you're single, you would rather die alone than be nagged to death. For women, it's the opposite. You start to see a panic in their faces when they get into their mid-30s, and they're still single. Also, just wait until you finally get into your 50s. You'll be telling yourself, hurry up and die already. Number 11, Cindy from My 600-Pound Life says she hasn't been able to wipe herself in 7 years. If you think that's bad, then just imagine the smell. I don't want to imagine that. She probably smells like George Floyd's cadaver. You know that somebody is hosing her off every once in a while, though. You know what chubby chasers say, the bigger the fupa, the tastier the chalupa. Imagine how much money they need to spend on food to get her that big. Moving on, why is it that in parts of the Islamic world, husbands can be middle-aged and they can have extremely young brides? If I remember correctly, Iran just passed a law where you can marry a 9-year-old. Why is there PDF file behavior there and it's socially acceptable? The only thing that's missing is him getting another young wife. The better question to ask is what kind of parents would let their single-digit daughter marry a man in middle age? Number 13, most men are perfectly fine living like this, and when they open the TV box, they realize they got the bonus sofa inside. But truth be told, I'm highly upset about this. Not because it's styrofoam, but simply because I didn't think of it first. A guy will live like this for 2 years until he gets a girlfriend, and then she makes him spend his whole salary on furniture. And then eventually she kicks him out when they break up. Also, based on the indentation in the styrofoam, it looks like someone has some serious balls. Up next, this woman wants to rebrand being a whore, saying that it should be respected and celebrated. They will never be able to rebrand being a 304, though. They want to ride the carousel and for men to go against our biology accepting them and then wifing them up once they have 50 or 100 plus notch counts and can't bond with us anymore. Women keep us in the dark about this. Many guys want to sleep with a 304, but very few want to live with one. Number 15, if you want to know how petty many women are, listen to Katarina here. She says that if you own an Android phone, wait at least 3 dates before pulling one out. Because many of her friends found the perfect man but dumped him shortly because he had an Android phone. Actually, bring out your Android phone on a first date to weed out the superficial gold diggers. Maybe I should put an Apple sticker on my phone the way that people put a Toyota sticker on their Teslas. Moving on, you know times are tough when people are practicing polyamory, but only because they need 3 incomes to survive. How much you want to bet this guy is supporting all 3 of them on his 1 salary? But truth be told, most people should just get a second part-time job or side hustle and not a second partner. At least the ratio of 2 women for 1 man here is acceptable to me. Most polyamorous thrumples don't look anything as good as this. Number 17, this article says that fem cells are the new incels. But fem cells can't become incels because they don't even exist. There are millions of men out there that'll sleep with these women in the article. It's all a female chameleon routine. They're probably trying to just extract some value from a high-status incel. Either that or a chad. Women's idea of being an incel involves being unable to land a serious relationship with a chad. It's crazy to think that incels are becoming cool to women now. Up next, Fernanda here is non-monogamous, while her partner of 6 years is. Partner. More like cuck and slut here. Here's a summary of the article so you don't have to read it. She sleeps around and treats him poorly and he takes it. He should suggest they become swingers, and then let's just see how she really feels about sharing him and risking losing beta bucks to another woman. There's only one thing left to do. He needs to sit in that chair and hold her hand while Chad Roan manhandles her. Number 19, this one attempts to answer the important age-old question of, when lesbians go on a date, who pays? More importantly, when lesbians get divorced, how does the court know who to screw over? From my experience, it's usually the fat one with short hair, with more masculine traits. It could also be the one who packs her crotch with socks. But the most mysterious question is, why do they use phallus-shaped toys if they don't even like men? Moving on, the media is asking if something has gone increasingly wrong with men because of toxic online culture highlighted by the Netflix series Adolescence. Imagine asking if something has gone really wrong with women, what type of reaction you'd get. This is just female projection. Maybe what we really need to be asking is, what is toxic femininity? It's not an easy question to answer because women are sneaky and they manipulate us covertly. Most men don't even see it. Number 21, we have another cucktastrophe. This woman is going to have sex with 1,000 men before marrying her faithful fiancé, but he can't touch another woman. This guy looks like he's just unlocked a new level of cuckoldry. Forget about the cuck chair. This guy needs a cuck throne. This guy's an idiot wanting to marry a woman that has zero respect for herself and him. Imagine his odds of getting a nasty disease. 100% guaranteed. Up next, I don't know which one is worse. The previous one or this one. This woman is a mama to 14 angels, and she sent them all there. Why can't women just sterilize themselves instead? Why do others have to pay the price for their mistakes? Why couldn't she just use the pill or condoms? Why waste all that time and money going to get abortions? Then again, I think that this might just be a liberal woman's primary choice of birth control these days. Number 23, women will start a war against flirting, destroy it, and then complain when no one is hitting on them anymore. Isn't that what Me Too pretty much did? They wanted the power to destroy men that made unwanted advances on them, and they got it. But then when men stopped making advances on them, they started shaming men and calling us cowards for not interacting with them at all. And the worst part is, they still haven't figured out why men stopped talking to them in the first place. Moving on, this woman is late for school but then remembers that she's not a student, but actually a 27-year-old teacher. And it looks like the student she's sleeping with is also late for school, his class most likely. People laugh and romanticize stuff like this, but if it was a male teacher, they would be acting differently. Then again, maybe we should all get our heads out of the gutter because after all, it's possible that he's a teacher too. Number 25 and the last one, which of these women do you prefer? This is kind of hard considering the fact that most of them are fat. I choose C and G for their body types. Almost all of them are fat and you just know that they'll be getting even fatter. Start off with the skinny ones, so when they get fat, they still look somewhat decent. But you know that if your peer's bronzing, you're probably just going to pick F and G. Who knew that James Bond was a chubby chaser? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.